joined by Iowa Lakes women's basketball coach Ashley Martin after a good win, 77-34. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing really well, you know, just really proud of our kids today. You know, we've had a tough last week and a half, and, you know, it's been a lot of adversity and a lot of, freshmen just going through it for the first time being a college basketball player. And, you know, I think they found their joy again today. That was our number one goal, was to find our joy in the game again. And I think we did that. And then just the work ethic and passion that it takes to be a college basketball player. And those were our two goals. And, you know, honestly, they were just dialed in from the beginning with a ton of focus. And, you know, I think we can build off of this because, you know, we got a big week we're coming into now. But I'm so proud of the girls for how they responded. It's like I said, it's, you know, they're hitting that brick wall, the long, you know, long season, and then being a first time college basketball player, it's a tough season. So this is a huge, huge step for us.
And a storyline we've been talking about all season long and even bigger today, the limited numbers. You were down to 7 for this game. I noticed you do a lot of 2 in, 2 out. Is that kind of the plan throughout the game?
Absolutely, definitely. Just trying to keep them as rested as we could. And they were excited about it. I mean, they turned it into a positive of, hey, we get to play. You know, this is a huge opportunity. We get a ton of playing time. And, hey, next man up, be ready to go. And, you know, it worked really well for us, I think. So I think that's, you know, something we're going to look at as we continue to move forward.
And looking at the scoring for your team, everyone got to play, like we mentioned, everyone getting at least 6 points. That is a great night offensively.
It really is. You know, it's showing that the ball's moving side to side, and that's something that when we've had success, that's what it's been. We're sharing the ball, the ball's moving, we get inside out movement, and so it's been really good to see that. You know, and I think that's something we can build on. You know, I think the last couple games the ball hasn't been moving as much, it's been stuck on one side, and so that's been an you know, something that we've really looked at. And I thought that they did that tonight or today, so that was really good. And, you know, anytime you can get, you know, everyone involved is a good thing, and you're harder to guard that way.
And looking at Rachel Breck, yeah, she had the low total at 6 points. That's not necessarily a low total, but 16 rebounds for her. She did very well in the glass.
She really did. You know, the kid is a defensive guru. I mean, she guards, you know, so well. She walls up. She's a physical presence on the block. I mean, she shuts down about any post player that she guards, honestly. And to see her pursue the basketball like that is a really good thing. That's something that we've been talking about a lot, because we usually do get out rebounded, and so it's an area that we know we have to improve on in pursuing the basketball and just going and finding it. And I think that's something we can build on, you know, with Rachel Breck especially, and with all of them moving forward.
Now you go on your shortest road trip of the year against Iowa Central. That'll be on Wednesday. What do you know about them?
You know, I think they're a very good team. They have a new head coach this year, so honestly don't know a lot about the program, but they've been very competitive in their games, towards the top of the league. You know, I know they have some athletic kids, so it's going to be another challenge, and again, another road game, you know, so we're going to have to really, you know, get some rest here in the next couple days and then go down there with a good focus and determination and just hopefully build on what we did today of the joy, the passion, and the work ethic that it takes to be a good program and a good college basketball player.
Any final thoughts on this one?
Just so happy for our kids, honestly, because it's, like I said, it's been a tough grind for us, and I think we can build on this. I think this can be some momentum moving forward for us, and they found the joy again, and that's really important. That's how we run our program, and I want them to have that joy and love and passion for it. So we're excited, and we're, you know, it's a quick turnaround for us, so we'll enjoy it, but we're constantly moving and getting better every day.
Well, congratulations on this win, Coach. Best of luck Wednesday.
Thanks so much, Tim.